down. Chris Brogan.
Hey, how are you?
When was the last time we met?
Last time is a good question. I don't know, but the last time we interviewed was 140 in New York.
Seems like a very long time ago.
It's about a year.
Which is 7 in social media years.
That's really very, very much so.
Got to give credit to Pishba for that. I keep forgetting. Pishba came up with social media years, I think. I think she might do a book on it.
So I think it's a great book to have, although how big would it be?
I don't know.
2 pages? Is that 100 pages in social media?
This would lead us into your book.
Ah, I have a book. I have 2.
It's a pretty big book.
Yeah, Trust Agents did all right. We hit the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal bestseller list, so Julian Smith and I were quite happy. But, I mean, we think we just hit it on the perfect topic at the perfect time, trust on the web.
What, especially today?
Yeah, well, you know...
Well, in the UK, there's a lot of news come out about, you know, children and how they're being, to a certain extent, exploited to, you know, on networks. And,
really?
Yeah, big in the news. So, yeah, maybe some more interviews while you're around.
Yeah, I guess the Times, I didn't get past the cover. So I read about the BBC cutting back on their expansion or whatever, so I was sad about that.
Well, there's a lot happening at the moment in the UK's media. Have a look at, Kev Global. Leaving The Guardian voluntarily and voluntary redundancy. And a lot of people will say the UK press is a sinking ship. Is this, would you agree?
Well, they're saying it about the States as well. And I think that the velocity of our adaptation to new models is the issue. There's journalism and there's publishing, and journalists feed... They give publishers something to publish, and publishers need to change some models up because, you know, there needs to be content marketing. There needs to be different than just getting your money off circulation and ads based on subscription. How do we bring content past the page and all those sorts of things? What else can you give a business? Because I think that publishers forget that they're acting as marketers in that capacity. You know, editorial content stays pure and editorial. But publishers are there to serve the marketing needs of a business. If that's still true, then how can they extend beyond, we will put a rectangular ad on either digital or paper copy?
Well, bear with me. I think I have a new invention in my head. I call it Dwell. I haven't broken down what that can stand for, but think about the iPad and how this potentially will revolutionize people consuming information. Now, one thing the iPad has is, well, it will have a camera on the same side that you are viewing your content. Now, there is absolutely no reason why that camera cannot monitor exactly where your eye is looking. So let's give the newspapers away for free if you look at the advertisements enough. Mm-hmm. I don't think this has been done, yet the technology is there. You control an entire aircraft from just where your eyes are pointing. So, and I know they do gauge how much somebody is looking at a certain area of a page with cameras. This could be built into the iPad. So, you know, a little screen could come up and say, okay, paper's finished, now you haven't looked at enough adverts. Okay, I'll look at some more adverts. You look at the adverts, your credits go up again. Possible?
I think that is a very possible.
Have I copyrighted it by saying it in a public place, or am I just going to get ripped off now?
You will surely get ripped off. No question.
Great. Everybody, please credit it to me. Because all that really matters in my life is the size of my network. I am smiling when I say that. How do you manage with yours?
It does get difficult from time to time, and sometimes people, you know, call me out for not commenting enough back or replying enough back, and 81 to 85% of my time on Twitter are replies, and yet that's evidently not enough because I missed yours, and out of 120,000 people, if I didn't reply to you, then I'm a jerk. And I'm snobbish.
I've thought that a few times when you haven't replied to me, but don't worry about it. Now, this morning, I just clicked on to see if you'd got some charge in your laptop and whether you were back alive. And you were basically saying, hey, good morning, hi, good morning, hi, good morning. And I'm fearful of doing that for fear of people thinking I'm spamming. Yet you've got to try and find a balance between this.
Right. Well, you know, Robert Scoble called me up for it one time. He said he says Chris Brogan's using Twitter wrong. And to satisfy him, I made a new account called Brogan Media, which is nothing but the good stuff. And, you know, to him.
Yeah.
You know, to me, conversations are nothing but the good stuff. So.
Exactly. How important to you is small talk?
It's everything. I mean... The way computer networks work is we ping, we acknowledge, we ping, we acknowledge. And there's so many of those transmits and receives that come back and forth. Well, human networks are the same thing. Think of, if you and I are talking right now over dinner, and I suddenly lean down and start playing with my phone, you immediately put a whole bunch of things in your head. Oh, he doesn't like me. He's a snob. I must not be that interesting. All these things come through us, you know, the body language and everything. Well, it's also true on the social web. but we don't have as many inputs and outputs, so I have to use text, and I have to use video, and I have to use all these other things to do those ping and acknowledgements in a way that people feel that there's other communication going on.
Totally, and I'm a big advocate of small talk. I'd think, you know, we need to, you know, even if we just have a, read a few pages of NLP to understand how much information we can get from somebody's small talk and how we can gauge the emotions and exactly what that person is thinking before we then move on with the conversation.
Do you have a good book on NLP? What do you recommend for people?
I've never read anything by Bandler and Grinder.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, which I think were the guys that invented it. Frogs into Princes is particularly good.
I see.
And Introducing NLP, people rushing out on Amazon right now. I'm sure there are more up-to-date versions. I'm going back 10 years or so. Has anybody ever suggested that you and Robert Scoble should have kind of a bit of a death match with those big comedy boxing gloves?
No, no one said that one. They always want me to fight Seth Godin. Okay. You know, a little more marketer.
I'd pay to see that.
Would you? I'm taller than him. I own him by like a foot. You know, I outweigh him by about 100 pounds easy.
So it's not really worth betting on.
It's not a fight. It's a massacre.
So is it a fight with Scoble?
Scoble, he's bigger. I mean, he's hardier.
And those tripods, they can hurt.
That's right.
He's always got every shoulder in prone position.
That's right. And he has that laugh. He could disable me with the laugh and then...
That's actually a ninja tactic.
It could well be.
Sound as a weapon. So this is going to be interesting. I expect to see an animation online pretty soon.
I don't know if I could take Guy Kawasaki. You know.
No.
He's at least part Asian, so I mean... Yeah.
There's going to be some moves there that you're going to be totally surprised by.
But he's Hawaiian, you know what I mean? So, you know, he'll be very nice. Come on, I want to lay you.
Nice. I'm learning language as we sit. We should talk about like minds because that is exactly where we are.
It turns out we're at like minds, which I was asked at lunch whether or not it was a conference for the mentally ill.
Oh,
she
really?
Thought we were a charity for the mentally ill.
This wasn't someone who's actually come to the conference and hasn't got it yet.
Right.
Oh, okay.
A server.
Waitress. Nice. So, Exeter is your first foray into the United Kingdom.
That would be true. And
it's crazy.
It is. And I saw several 2,000-year-old buildings partially standing. Thank you, Germany. And the...
No offense.
None. Thank you, old Germany.
Yeah.
But none. See, I thought I just wanted to get Glenn. If I could offend him.
That's the kind of thing that he tweets every day.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. So I didn't say where you're from. This is devolving. Yeah. Like Minds has been fun. I mean, really, what I like is there's so many practitioners. You know, there's people who are doing real things, and this isn't exactly the Kool-Aid convention.
No, totally. There was a talk earlier on where someone said, oh, this is amazing. This person is talking from experiences of things that have actually happened and actually worked. And, well, there's a lot of people out there talking from experience, and this is what happened right now. No false promises. How have these kind of conferences got to change? How have they got to evolve?
Well, you know, like every movement, there's the innovators and the pioneers. There's the people who got in and then got out, but who can still talk about it with some authority, but they haven't evolved, meaning they've stopped at a certain line. They've breakpointed their experience, and now they're just talking from the past. So they're going to fall out. You know, and I watch this in the book world for sure. Then what comes on next is the Johnny Come Latelys, who quite often just talk about things that they heard other people talk about. Every time I see something I've said on a slide, I'm humbled, and yet I'm thinking, well, you do something now. You know, it's fine. It's thank you for quoting me, and then I did this. With that, you know, that's what I want, because the reason I put out so many ideas is because I can't evolve them all. And so my hope is that people will take the seed and run and plant it and say, ah, I've made a hybrid and now this is better. Mm-hmm. So that's the real goal. And that's probably the challenge I'll leave people with this evening if I remember to say it. You'll be on a train.
Yeah. Do you think next year he'll be releasing an ebook over an actual physical book? I find it kind of interesting, although I get it more now. I've heard people saying we need to be releasing our media into the spaces where we are not yet reaching, to a certain extent, by going back to, let's call it, slow media, old media, the book. Is that what you're doing, or is it purely...
Absolutely. So,
is there more money in books as well?
No. I make for the trust agents upstairs, and I didn't know that. I had heard announcement the day before I got here that they were going to sell the book upstairs, but I don't. I make $1.40 a book.
Okay.
So, I mean...
You'd probably get more on a download.
You don't retire. Yeah, I would, but I don't. I mean, the way the book industry is set up is very different than, you know, the other media. So you could make money in ebooks. There's great revenue to be had for them, and I will release some ebooks that I'll sell just for the money of it. Well, I mean, that's the format choices, because it'll be I'll get more revenue from that format choice. Mm-hmm. But the format choice of paper, David Meister, who wrote The Trusted Advisor with Charlie Green, calls books the best $25 business card you could ever have.
Right.
And so I use that experience quite often. I'm very often being brought into some place now based on they saw the book, read the book, saw that stripe that says New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
And they're reacting to that little blue stripe.
Away. Yeah, yeah, without even reading the content. Could be a big pile of crap.
It is a big pile of crap. It's a bestseller, though, you know?
You should put that on the back of your book.
Big pile of
crap.
See
if anybody actually notices. Big pile of crap, Chris Brogan. Hang on, you wrote this.
That's right.
Genius.
Rubbish.
The anti-cell. Rubbish.
Right.
You need to work on the English. We'll get you there. It's only days. You've only been here a day.
No, you know, the worst is I can affect a Scottish, I mean, an Irish accent better, and then people at least think I'm from, like, you know, Cork.
Do it.
I'm not doing it.
No.
Boston. Yeah, well, Boston, we could do, you know, The Departed. You know, you watch the 5 minutes of Departed, and you're fully a Boston person. You know?
Bostonite, or whatever.
Well, you're tatted. You know, they just go right there. They talk with the as. And then they put the as somewhere else where they're not expected, like tuna on a Peter. I'm going to get a tuna sandwich on pita bread.
I would so need some kind of app to translate.
Whatever.
Like I did earlier on, a lot of business speak. Uncomfortable for me being from... Not uncomfortable. I mean, I'm not going, oh, my God, he said ROI again. Well,
sweat.
I did actually, yeah. And obviously, people want to make money from this world.
A lot love of people, money. I do.
Say that slower.
I love money. Money okay. Money feeds my children. You know, baby can't eat a hug. It turns out. So, and money,
feel free to mash this up in any way, shape,
that's
or form.
Right. Money is for charities. You know what I mean? Fuck you and your ribbons. You can't feed the whales on ribbons. You know, how much money do you make off a ribbon? So I tell the little 20-year-old cause marketers of the world, make wealth and distribute it to the cause you care about. So that's, I mean, yes.
A lot more traceable than a lot of the charity work that goes on, unfortunately, as well.
Don't turn your avatar green and think you're changing a country.
Yeah, or your location to Iran. The amount of people I really thought were in Iran did my head in when I found out they weren't.
Because they're not
about,
citizen
he's
journalists.
Talking about Ipswich. How does he know about Ipswich if he lives in Iran?
Ipswich, Mass, or England.
Yeah.
Same thing.
They've got them over there as well.
We have all your same names.
If you're going to copy a name, you don't copy Ipswich.
Well, we do. We have them all. We have Exeter. Exeter, New Hampshire is 15 minutes from my house, which near Newbury, which is another, you know.
Home from home.
Massachusetts. Yeah. They all just read it.
Back to England, you really ought to go and, before you go back to America, you really ought to go and see the English version of Boston, because I think you might find it quite disappointing.
Isn't it just a village? Or is it a town? I don't know. See, I haven't even been there.
Why would you?
Well, good point. I don't venture outside of my village, which I've got the internet for that.
I can't wait to see the English Las Vegas. That's what I'm waiting for.
If we got one. Is it Blackpool?
Yeah, Blackpool.
We've got a casino now.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and ka-ching, the pull-down arm stuff. You can earn £15-20 if you're really lucky.
It's got a desert just outside as well. It's called Workington.
Oh, man. You don't need to go outside. We can educate you all about the UK. Now, I guess you've got to prepare. You're going to be going on soon. What are you going to talk about?
You know, I just thought with all this information, you could start Blokopedia.
Blokopedia.
You know, I've got OAPedia. Old age pensioners to collect stories before they die.
Good thinking.
Yeah, haven't done anything with it yet because they.
What is it called?
OAPedia. OAP in the UK is old age pensioner. So
nice.
You know, it'd be nice to do something with. Too many projects. How do you have time to write a book?
You do that in between, and especially with a co-author like Julian Smith. Julian just kept pinging me and saying, dude, you wrote 3 blog posts in one day and you didn't submit the words that you owe for today for writing.
Right.
And I'd be like, okay. And it'd be 2 in the morning, and I'd be writing pure rubbish. It would be like, I can catch a monkey. And he'd say back to me, what were you writing last night? I don't know. And then we fixed it later.
What do they call that writing when you just close your eyes and you do it? Anybody?
You're not trying a lot of your blog posts into your book, or is your blog post a breeding ground to formalize your thoughts?
Trust Agents was completely written pure, with no blog post feeding of it. Social Media 101 is almost all blog posts. So the new book is almost all old blog posts, wherein which my opinions have changed since those posts came out. And
difficult.
So I felt a little awkward because I'd be saying things differently now than I had in the book that just came out.
Well, in the future, if we have e-books, do you think they'll just update on the shelf?
Yes, absolutely. So last year at the Tools of Change, Bob Stein...
E-paper, I mean.
...had this really great quote where a book is now... He was given an entire year to define what a book was. I thought, what a cushy job. Him and a few people sat around a table for a year deciding what a book was. But it matters to the publishing industry, so they paid hundreds of thousands of quid to have these people sit around. A book is a user-driven media where readers and sometimes authors congregate.
You've memorized that.
You have to swallow. And I can memorize nothing. I can't even memorize lyrics that I like. But that's a user-driven media where readers and sometimes authors congregate. If you think of that, that makes the format of a book a very different thing.
Yeah, and timeless almost in a way, and of now and of the future.
Well, in Trust Agents on page 150, we said, you know, when you're reading this book, tweet us and say, reading Trust Agents, and see what happens. And we manually tweet back anybody who gets to that page and talks about it. Well, Social Media 101, because it was written off my blog, I kept saying things like blah, blah in the comment section. Mm-hmm. Well, we translated that into go to this URL /comments from 101 and then come and add to the conversation. So I'm talking to people who have read a paper book and we're keeping it going. So it's a community around the book. And so I think that that's where more of these opportunities are going to happen. Mm. I think we'll have lots more of that experience.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. And I slated the iPad the first thing I saw because I forgot that being a content creator as much as possible, that's that rock star conference we're at, yeah, there's definitely some nudity has happened at Like Minds. You'll be pleased to know there is cheering.
Who is the speaker?
That's nude. Oh, it must be Joanna Jacobs.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Joanna Jacobs naked right now? I don't know. Maybe people will tell us. When it will be live stream. We can catch up later.
Glenn's also naked.
Yeah, Glenn, there aren't naked people in the room, but luckily they're behind the camera, and you can't tell on the audio, but we can get him to rub a part of his body. Could you just rub a part of your body, Glenn? Not on the mic. That's really, really close to my face now. We're going to wrap this up, because if it goes any lower, it will be subterranean. Chris, I'm going to look forward to seeing your talk later, even though you said, yeah, whatever, you know, you're in the business, you might know what I'm going to be saying.
But I'm a typist.
You always surprise me, so. Thank you very much for your time.
I find it surprising. Thank you.